The court played a pivotal role in redistricting last year, endorsing the legislative map drawn by Republicans. Two of the candidates for the court who were supported by liberals, Dane County Judge Everett Mitchell and Milwaukee County Judge Janet Protasiewicz, were critical of that decision. Protasiewicz says it ran contrary to her values.
I think those maps are rigged. I think they're unfair. I don't think they fairly reflect the population in our state.
One of the conservative candidates, former Supreme Court Justice Dan Kelly, criticized Protasiewicz.
I think when someone tells you what their values are in answer to a legal question, they're telling you how they're going to decide a case.
The other conservative running, Waukesha County Judge Jennifer Doro, declined to weigh in. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio. The court endorsed a least changes approach to redistricting last year, supporting a map that was close to the one Republicans drew in 2011. Dane County Judge Everett Mitchell, who is black, said the term least changes brought up past trauma for African Americans.
The least change approach always means the same. It always means wait. It always means never. And it always means more oppression and more pain for folks who don't have voice in the political process.
Milwaukee County Judge Janet Protasiewicz said the court had endorsed a rigged map. Among the two conservatives, Waukesha County Judge Jennifer Doro noted redistricting could again come before the court.
So I will not put myself in a position to prejudge anything.
And former Supreme Court Justice Dan Kelly criticized Protasiewicz for hinting at how she'd decide the case. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.